Bring on the off-road. Bring home a new Honda. With a great deal on your favorite Honda vehicles, conquer trails and back roads in cars built for exploring. With the rugged Honda Pilot, Ridgeline, CRV, and Passport, the road might stop, but you're not done. All from the 2025 Kelley Blue Book Best Value brand.
Based on 2025 Consumer Choice Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kpb.com for more information.
Police in rural France are warning residents that deer are acting erratically, seemingly drunk from eating fermented fruits.
That'll get you drunk.
Have you seen the video of the one?
I'm looking at it now.
Is he doing the whirling thing?
Yeah. Out in the middle of field, just like whipping circles around, just drunk as hell.
Right. Enjoying his life. It's not that whirling disease.
No, they think it's just drunk.
Yeah. What kind of fermented fruit are they eating?
French fruit.
Probably make toilet wine, you know, in the deer toilets, you know. The video shows a deer running rapidly in circles, rolling on the ground, at one point continuously rotating his head. He's hammered, man. Yeah,
it doesn't say what kind of fruit. They just say eating fermented fruits and was S-faced out in the field.
Yeah.
Like, can berries get fermented?
I think so, yeah.
I'm trying to think of what kind of fruit would be growing in the wild.
I don't know.
In France.
Yeah. I guess you ferment anything. You know, it's going to be alcohol, obviously. They say make prison wine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The old guy that owned my parents' house before they bought it made, like, wine out of everything. Like, he made apple wine. He made all kinds of trees and fruits. He made wine out of everything.
Yeah.
And then left all that crap in the basement.
He probably had people buried in the yard, too, at some
point. It's very possible.
One of those guys.
It's very possible.
Yeah. Drunken deer. Does that kill them or not?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
This deer's wasted.
We had the discussion earlier.
He's just whipping cookies.
Yeah. Alcohol's good for you.
Yeah.
Tyler wanted to hear that alcohol was good for him.
Well, so do you. So does Nick.
Oh, yeah. I know it's not.
I know.
You know. And I have all kinds of conversations with people. Well, one guy.
Yeah.
Therapist? harm reduction. Yeah.
Is he a teetotaler? Your therapist?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Good.
Not at all.
That would be a good fit.
Because they're annoying as hell.
Yeah. But no amount of alcohol is good for you.
We said that.
Yeah.
Except you, I don't know, you engage with other people, you have fun with friends, you know.
What if it's the blood of Christ?
Uh-oh. Nick. Score one for Nick.
What do they offer juice to people that have drinking problems for communion?
I would guess so.
Yeah.
I haven't.
But that's not really blood, so they're going to hell, right?
Taking communion in a long time.
Right.
I thought as soon as the priest did the little hand things, then it was automatically, then it counted.
It's not real booze?
I have no idea. You said the priest does little hand things. Yeah, that sounds pretty crazy there. You should not see.
A little blessing.
Little handies, you mean?
Okay. I'm sure it makes some
stop
people
giving
mad,
little handies.
But I'm enjoying the cold opens on SNL the past couple of weeks. Colin Jost is a drunken Hegseth.
Yeah, he's nailing that.
He's really good. Cash Patel. And then last week.
Well, they're all based in fact.
Matt Damon was a drunk Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And who, by the way, is a lot of beer guy.
They're all hanging out at the bar together. Their secret bar. And they bust into some Chumbawamba at the end.
They did.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, got knocked down. Got up again.
It's last call. And
well, they say vodka drink, a whiskey drink.
I'll take a whiskey drink. I'll take a vodka drink. I'll drink a lager drink.
Lager drink, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
That song is really stuck around. It's been out for, what, 30 years?
Yeah, well, for
yeah, we also brought it back here on this show, too. Not that we're
SNL. For a novelty song, it's got a lot of life to it.
Yeah.
Are they out touring that band, Chumbawamba?
I don't think so.
On some 80s crew or 90s crew, excuse me, or whatever.
I haven't seen
anything. No, 2000s crews, probably.
No, I think that was late 90s.
Was it?
97.
Okay. Yeah, get up again. You imagine those guys if they were
never
still toured around.
Keep me down.
Yeah. And they're like 80. They're like, I get up again. I barely get up again. And I'm never going to, you know.
Nope, no official Chumbawamba reunion tours are planned.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
It says they still receive significant royalties from the song 30 years later.
I would think that would be a great stadium song, but it's probably not because they won't promote alcoholism in the stadium, even though they sell it, you know.
Oh, it would be.
Be a great song.
Because of the verbiage.
Great song.
They might not use it.
For an NFL team, you know, to kick it off to that, you know.
Their website said they called it quits in 2012.
Yeah. All right. Disbanded in 2012. There's a couple of guys that go out and do spoken word stuff. One of them is named Boff. How many guys you know named Boff? B-O-F-F.
Boff?
One.
Boff. No.
Yeah, I guess this guy.
That's a euphemism for having sex with somebody. I boff that person.
Right.
Boof.
Yeah. Or you could boof them. That's also acceptable.
Yeah. Like, it's Boff.
Yeah. It's Boff.
Yeah, not surprising. That one song, it says, represents about 95% of the royalties the band still receives.
Does anybody know a second song from Chumbawamba?
Not a one.
All right.
No.
Yeah, they are a true one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
A lot of bands that people list as one-hit wonders, I can
are not
a second hit.
Are not, right.
In this instance,
I hate that.
No.
It's one of those pet peeves I have.
I can't come up list. With a second Chumbawamba hit.
No. There's probably a big fan out there. Give us a call here today. I just saw Chumbawamba recently.
You got to check out the whole album.
Yeah.
Well, they had to have put out a second single after that one.
They always do that.
Yeah, right? There's always a follow-up single, but I couldn't tell you.
Doesn't mean it died. Just because it was released doesn't mean it was a hit. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure somebody played
right
it
away.
For a time.
Yeah.
For as much as that song was around, that was a CD I never saw in anybody's book back in the day.
No.
No.
So he's like, hey, put on that Chumbawamba.
Looks like there was a song in right after that called Amnesia that was on the same album that did okay, went top 10, but nothing.
Nope.
Nothing even close to tub thumping since or before. They were actually around since 1986.
Six Flags woman was stuck on the top of a roller coaster in the rain. Was just one person?
I think her and her kid.
Okay. Why was it anybody else? Oh, so place wasn't that busy, so the roller coaster only featured a couple people on it. Probably
might have.
Yeah.
This was Six Flags over New England, I think.
It's New England. Yeah.
And
Six Flags New England.
120 feet up, an hour in the rain.
Where is Six Flags New England?
Providence. Well, no. Providence is actually where it was. The TV station had it there. I'm not sure.
This says the Massachusetts theme park, so outside Boston somewhere, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. Probably.
And it looks like the cars are one of those where the cars kind of spin independently themselves.
I'm looking at it now. It's called the Joker, right? Wah.
Yeah.
They weren't hurt.
I still don't want to be at the top of a roller coaster for an hour because you don't know that it's going to be an hour.
Right.
Well, yeah, they're not even in a cart. Their legs are just dangling.
Right.
That would suck.
Is that them? Is that the picture of them?
I think
it's just a picture of the roller coaster, because there's more people up there. There's other people on the other side, too.
Says it
200 feet in the air.
Came to a complete stop at a 45-degree angle right at the highest point of the ride.
I'm going to have to ride a roller coaster sometime this summer again.
Why?
Yeah.
Because somebody's never been to Hershey Park, and you got to people got to see Hershey Park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, just give her the ticket. And
you got to
have a good time on your roller coaster.
You got to explain to her about your aunt and Ames too. Yeah. Oh, here's all my stories.
Yeah. How many highway jokes are you gonna make on the way there?
The Hershey Highway.
Hey, you could go to the park and not go on a roller coaster.
Yeah, I don't mind roller coasters actually. I could do roller coasters. I can't do spinning stuff. Yeah. When I get at roller coasters with the kids when they were in high school, I enjoy it. They're fun. You laugh and I swear a lot on those things anymore. Like, what the F? What the F?
You mean like you might want to get there soon. The workers could go on strike.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, the chocolate. Yeah, the Oompa Loompas are going to go on a strike or something like that.
Maybe they're striking because they're called Oompa Loompas. Well, we want to be recognized as people.
They make them dress that way.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
No, are they striking at the park or are they striking at their...
I don't know. I think it's one of those in solidarity. It's a big story. I don't know, but yeah, it's the chocolate workers are. I don't know who's striking. I don't know if it's part. I don't care. I didn't read it. So I'll let you know.
Well, it might affect you.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Hershey Entertainment and Resorts.
Yeah.
Responds to potential worker strike delaying Hershey Park season opener.
Yeah.
Oh, you could be out of a roller coaster.
I wouldn't be there on the season opener anyway. Oh, when does Dutton Ranch start?
There's a water park, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been on that. And when's Dutton Ranch start?
This weekend.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
And what's it on?
Paramount Plus.
Okay.
I think it may be tomorrow. is the.
I started watching that Widow's Bay. Pretty good.
I have two.
Pretty good.
It's an, it's another one of those where don't watch it when the sun's gone down.
Yeah, a little spooky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Have you gotten spooky. To the second episode?
Although there's a lot. Yeah, I'm already, I think I'm all four episodes in now.
Okay.
But it's spooky, but also it's really funny.
Yeah.
So many great lines.
Yeah, Matthew Rice is really good.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I wouldn't watch it when you...
Steven Root's great, yeah.
When you might get easily scared.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the comedy takes the scariness away on that for some reason.
There's some jump scares.
It's not a true horror movie. Oh, there are some drunk. Yeah, you wait till you see the Sea Hag coming up.
Oh, I've seen that one, yeah.
Oh, you saw the Sea Hag.
I haven't seen the newest one yet, but I saw the Sea Hag.
Yeah. The Sea Hag. That's a great name for a woman if you want to get back at her. Call her a Sea Hag.
Any kind of hag works.
Yeah.
It's an underused...
Well, usually you hear the...
put down.
The women that hang around with gay guys are called something else. Right.
Not sea hags.
No, it's a different hag. I can't say it on the air. You know what they call it. They call themselves that.
Yeah. Self-proclaimed.
Right.
Hags.
Self-proclaimed, yeah.